Don't touch that dial. You are at your designated place. WWGH 107.1 FM Radio. We stream live on the web. www.wwgh1071.com. You can also download free app called TuneIn and search WWGH. Now you can download TuneIn on any electronic device, iPhone, cell phone, laptops, or computers, and search WWGH. You can also call in 740-383-9944 if you have any questions for myself or my guest today, or would like to make any comments. This is Linda Sims, the name of the show, A Voice of a People. Let me share with you those who faithfully support A Voice of a People, starting with Inspect Ohio, your one-call home inspection company with 27 years of experience working for you. Location, LaRue, Ohio, 740-262-0939. We also have Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC, 1325 North Main Street, Marion, Ohio. Telephone number 740-382-8552. Last but not least, Logos Christian Ministries. Pastor Jackie Peterson, 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have a cancellation. The free produce will not take place this Saturday, October the 17th. This has been canceled. It would have begun at 12 noon until 2 p.m. This has been canceled because Pastor Jackie Peterson's mother, Mother Bertha, I think her last name was Evans, passed away. She had COVID. And asking each and every one of you who know her, and even if you don't know her, please lift up her family in prayer. She is a pillar in our community. She is a female pastor, evangelist, friend. She works on many, she has many hats, I put it like that, throughout our community, including her church and her congregation. So we lift up them in prayer, and we send them our love, and we ask God to give them peace during this time of bereavement. Thank you for that. Now, I need to open my show with a thought for today, and it is titled, drum roll, please. Being with myself. Being enlightened means being self-aware. Awareness of myself means you don't miss anything on the inside of you. You are aware of things like the quality of your thoughts and feelings, of how you sometimes give your power to others, and how your self-esteem occasionally fluctuates. You don't miss anything because you know that knowing yourself is vital to being comfortable with yourself. Are you comfortable with yourself? No. Then be with yourself. Talk to yourself. Listen to yourself today. And don't buy that, everyone says, when you talk to yourself, you're crazy. And especially if you answer yourself, right, Jeff?
I'm in big trouble.
Yeah. So it's a good thing to talk to yourself, right?
It better be for, you know, as single people, we need to talk to ourselves. There's nobody else to talk to.
Amen. Take a few minutes out and have a meeting with yourself. Put yourself in your diary. Put yourself at the top of your to-do list. And right next to it, being with myself. Miss nothing in yourself, your inner being. Boy, that was a mouthful, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was a good one.
Amen. Now, you know, that's Jeff Porter in the background, author of Expressions of the Last Days. And Jeff, why do you think that we are in the last days?
Oh my gosh, Linda. You know, there's more evidence that we are than we're not.
Oh.
That's for sure. Well, we've got political turmoil.
Mm.
We've got people suggesting that America is evil, other people trying to defend the flag. We've got the virus. Those are the two things up front this year, to add to the list. We always did have political turmoil because America is based on debate.
Right.
But not this much. You know, it's overboard. And, of course, now, you know, some people are suggesting that the government should do something about all the bad weather. And they keep saying that. Why aren't you doing something about the bad weather? And I say, why are you asking the government to control the weather? You, the government, that science cannot control Mother Nature and God.
Right.
It just cannot, you know. So we have the fires out west. God has mercifully sent some rain to them. But, you know, California's got a problem. It's called sin.
Just California?
Well, no, but I mean, you know, California's
right.
got a lot of it, you know. And they promote sinful platforms, you know.
Mm-hmm.
We've got the homosexuality, we've got abortion, and I think some of them want to defeat all authority in our society. That's what Satan wants. He wants anarchy, you know, and that would surely, he wants to destroy America.
Mm-hmm.
So America has been a Christian nation for a long time, stood a long time against evil. But I think those days are waning. And I think what has happened is that the propaganda that Satan puts out on television, movies especially, this idea that we should be able to have independent thought and all that. And we do. But the problem is you know, you got to make a decision as to whether you're going to follow the God of the Bible or you're going to follow a bunch of other gods,
mm-hmm.
you know. And when you follow the other gods, they lead to the same place. They lead to confusion, anarchy, death, drugs, alcohol, violence.
More and more sin.
Yeah.
Deeper and deeper do we go into sin.
Yes. And so God sends these, and you can't, can you begin to tell some of these people that the stuff they're doing is sinful? They sit there and laugh at you. I mean, they go, oh, come on. And God doesn't judge people. God doesn't send fire on people.
And people say, well, why can't I live my life and be happy and do what I want to do?
Because it spreads like a disease, you know, and it influences people and destroys lives.
Yes.
And eventually, you know, God didn't destroy Sodom and Gomorrah right away.
True.
You know, he tried to warn them. He tried to lead them in a different direction, and they absolutely loved their sin more than anything else in the world.
There's pleasure in sin.
For a while. For a while.
I know we've all been there, you know what I'm saying? You know, we may have turned now, you know, to living differently, but there's a time when, wow, it was a good thing to get that sin on, right?
Yeah, let's get out there in the dance floor.
Put that drink on or whatever you were
into.
And, you
know, you think that Christianity is trying to tell you you're not allowed to have any fun. And all Christianity says is we're supposed to be married if we're going to have sex. We're not supposed to overindulge in alcohol. Not supposed to be doing any kind of drugs except for what the medical people give us. But, I mean, we can go camping.
Right.
We could get involved in sports. We could build up a big company. We could buy an airplane if we want. You know, if you're going to focus on money, then, you know, you could do anything you want otherwise.
Right.
And we also warn not to get involved in dishonesty.
Yeah.
But when this stuff starts building up, you know, the sins of the world, whereas, oh, we've got a major problem with crime. We've got a major problem with when I was a kid, I heard of one serial killer. That was the guy that dressed up like a clown. What was his name?
Not Bundy, was it?
No, Bundy was the one who killed girls.
Okay. There's a lot of them.
Now we've got a clown. That's the first time I ever heard of a serial killer.
Was Bundy?
No.
The other one, the clown guy?
Yeah. He was trying to, and he's like most serial killers, he's got this super intelligence.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to write letters to governors and stuff and trying to get out. And he was making some progress. And all of a sudden, his heart just burst.
Really?
And he died in jail, yeah. Wow. I wonder how that happened. Why did that happen? But anyways, that's the first time I ever heard of a serial killer. And I thought, oh my gosh, how much more evil could a person be? I mean, I don't think there's anything else they could do could be that evil, you know. And so now we have like a nation full of sociopaths or something, you know, people that don't have any conscience, any feelings about anything. They can kill somebody and sleep like a baby at night. And, you know, we've got thieves that are really the same way.
Right. I think the sex trafficking is one of the most horrible things that's going on right now. Human trafficking with the little kids and with the women and how they're being forced into this lifestyle, hideous lifestyle, sinful lifestyle. And a lot of them have no way out, you know.
They'd have to have somebody come and rescue them.
Yeah. I think President Trump has put a lot of money toward stopping this, you know.
Yes.
Yeah.
It would take a lot of money because...
And even more so, they need even more than that because you need people that's going to be bold enough, you know, to go out there and try to catch these people.
Like that movie Taken?
Yes. Yes.
You need people that are bold.
Yes.
Like that in favor of good.
But you remember when Walmart started up out here in Marion and they used to have all those children's faces on the wall, missing. That's when all that stuff had really started big.
Yeah.
Just think all those years.
Yes.
Have gone by. Sex trafficking. Kidnapping. And killing. Children,
they're held in some place that kids can't defend themselves.
No. No.
You know?
No. And just think about their mental psyche.
All that.
After being molested and
they destroyed it.
5 or 6 times a day, repeatedly.
Yes.
So there's a lot going on in our world, like you said, abortion, unnecessary. I look at the abortion like this, unnecessary abortion.
Yeah.
Okay. And same-sex marriage, all these things are against scripture.
Yes.
You know. But and I know you came here today with listen to God.
Yes, and well, it still connects because...
Yes, it does.
You know, I was talking about it on a Christian level, whereas a person that has become a Christian and that just never really opened up their heart and their mind and their ears to what God has to say to them.
True.
And so that, we're in the midst of an apostasy, too.
Mm-hmm.
We're in the midst of an apostasy because America's been too rich for too long, for one thing. And we're like a bunch of spoiled brats.
And I hear more and more pastors talking about how even our poorest people are rich in this country compared to a third world country. They wish they did have what the poor people in America have.
You know, and when I was in the Army and I'd see people in severe poverty, I'd go, how can they live like that? How can they stay alive from day to day and having nothing to look forward to? And you know, even if you don't have a job in America, you can get up in the morning, go get yourself a cup of coffee, you know, figure out some way.
A box of food.
Go look for a job. Go visit friends. You still got stuff to do. You still got food, you know.
Clean water.
Yeah. They talked about that on the 700 Club, how a lot of people die from amoebas because the water is so dirty. It's full of amoebas and... Parameciums and stuff.
Parasites, and little bugs and stuff. And
we think about that and we just cringe.
Right.
You know? Okay, America's been very generous.
Oh, yes.
So much has tried to help people in third world countries. But what I'm saying is that we take our freedom for granted. We take our prosperity for granted. In fact, we have preachers out there preaching that you can get more. And Paul said we should be contented.
With such things as we have.
Yes. And we should be more, you know, what are you going to do when you stand before the Lord? He says you concentrated on the wrong things.
Right.
You know, you didn't concentrate on evangelism or helping your neighbor or anything like that. You went out there and bought yourself a big boat.
A mansion or a castle, right? An island or whatever, you know.
You went to wine tasting clubs and, you know, they went out to these farms where they do wine tasting and you ran around and socialized. And,
richness.
Yes.
Of America.
It so easily blinds you.
Of course.
It really does. You know?
Of course.
That's what I was trying to say one time. I was talking to JC about that. And I said, I don't know how to get this across to somebody that America just so takes their prosperity for granted. And it doesn't even cross their mind that anything bad could happen to the U.S.
No.
But I think we're going to find out that maybe we love our country a little bit more than we thought we did.
Or too much.
If it starts getting threatened, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Or we'd be, yeah, it could be, you know, we've been too much pride.
Too much pride.
In America, you know.
Oh, like you were talking earlier about the ship.
Titanic. Yeah.
Not even God can bring this down, right?
Yeah. I couldn't believe that. I was a little kid when my dad told me that. He said that the London newspaper put in their headlines that even God couldn't sink the Titanic.
Right.
And you wonder why they say Titanic sank? I mean, you think God's just going to overlook that, huh?
Well, look at America. We're the richest country in the world. And the most powerful country in the world. Now, we've heard even people in high places say, we're not worried about anyone bringing America down.
Yeah.
You know, so it's been already said. Thank God we haven't yet had to deal with anything like that. But you were saying earlier that you thought that maybe that would change.
Yeah, because I remember being in a Christian group a couple of years ago, and the head of the group said, people don't believe anything bad can happen to America because we've been blessed for so long. I said, well, I'm afraid. I was just starting to hand out my books free to them. And I said, any number of things could happen. Anything could happen. Because we're a puff in the wind compared to God. And if God decides he doesn't like something, you better go find a rock to hide under.
And you still wouldn't be safe.
No. So they got all this stuff on TV. It doesn't help matters any. And in the movies, sex outside of marriage, that's nothing anymore. You know.
Or children
outside
of marriage. Look how far away from that we are.
Having kids outside of marriage, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah, people don't even blink their eyes. Like that's like going to the movies or something.
Oh, it was a taboo if you were to be found with child back in the day. Look at Mary.
Right, back in the 50s,
that had Jesus, and that was a supernatural thing, you know.
Joseph was getting ready to put her away.
She was a spouse to Joseph.
Hide her somewhere.
Yeah. And he almost let her go, like, you know, I can't do this. She's been with somebody. She's pregnant. What am I to do? I've espoused myself to this woman.
Yeah, oh, ye of little faith. And I've heard people say, oh, that couldn't happen. Somebody get pregnant by the Holy Spirit. Come on. And I said, the God that created this whole universe, and you look out there, all those galaxies and solar systems and... who knows what's out there?
We don't. They said there are millions and millions of galaxies just like ours.
Millions.
Could you imagine how far out in space that is?
Millions. Millions and millions.
There's no end to the sky.
The closest galaxy to the Milky Way, our galaxy, I think I read somewhere where it said 210 million light years from us.
Yeah.
You know.
Who would ever thought you could never reach the end of heaven? Never.
You can't. And we don't know if the universe ends or not.
We don't.
We don't know if it's infinite or if it's, you know, finite.
Well, I kind of look at it like this. If God is infinite, there's no ending to him. So I would like to think there's no ending to his home.
Yeah.
You know, just...
Well, there's no end to heaven.
Right, no end to heaven. And if it is, we haven't found it, nor would we be capable of ever finding the end of heaven.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father but by
me.
John 14:6.
Thus saith the Lord.
Yeah.
Yes, wow.
And, you know, there's really a lot more statements than that in there like that. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord.
Oh, yes. Yes, absolutely.
For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him will not perish but have everlasting life. People say they don't understand the Trinity. Well, you don't really have to fully understand it. It's like...
It's not even important, is it, Jeff?
No. You go in a room and turn on a light bulb. Do you have to understand everything that goes into making that light bulb
mm-mm.
come on?
Mm-mm.
No. But it, thank God it works.
But, you know, Jesus said, your works is believing in the one who sent me.
Yes.
That's what we're supposed to be doing and believing in. You know, a lot of people get, well, I got to go to church more. I got to put more money in the church. You know, I can't.
Yeah, that's not
I got to pray every day. And, you know, I can't miss my devotion time. And I'd be thinking, Lord God, can I get back to my devotion? I've gone 3 days now. You know.
I've gone for long periods of
but
time.
But you miss it. You miss that connection.
Yeah, after a while, you do. I've gone for long periods of time and not read my Bible.
Me too.
And I didn't feel any condemnation or anything.
Well, that's good.
It's like God, you know, it's just like we are saved by grace. We live by grace. And, you know, this one guy, it seemed like I was always getting in arguments with him because some people have to prove that they know more than you about
the
Bible, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm doing this kind of work with apologetics or talking to people about the universe or the cults or something like that, they get jealous. And they got to go read their Bible really hard and study and pray. Well, that's good that you're studying and praying, but what is your motivation there?
Right.
You know.
Now, I will do that if I feel that someone has said something to me contrary to what I believe that, you know, I understood it. Then I'll go and reference it or whatever like that and say, well, did... Yeah, it said, and then I can say, it didn't really say that.
Yeah.
They just came out of left field, you know. But even in our turmoil, because it seems like this is our life right now. Mm-hmm. 2020 came in that way, you know, like a roaring lion with all these different things that we thought 2020 was going to be. Well, perfect vision and, you know, all these good things are going to happen. Well, there's still good things happening. But like you said, we got the civil unrest, we got the COVID, and people are still dying from COVID. Even in our own cities, around the world, it's still here with us, you know. So it's like, what is more important during this time of upheaval that we're living through, Jeff?
Well, that's just it, you know. God is, and I believe, like I said, for God's sake, begin to listen to God.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you don't listen to God, you're going to get hit square between the eyes with something horrible, probably, because you weren't listening. You weren't paying any attention to what's important. You know, that big boat's not as important as the gospel. And that big house or that house with a jacuzzi or some people, you know, it doesn't even take that much. It's just a nice house. And you have, as long as you have lots of friends
mm-hmm.
and all that, those things are not a requirement. And it's not even, Jesus says, not even important.
Right.
You know, what's important is if you lose your life, if you find your life, you shall lose it. If you lose your life for my sake, you shall find it. It's like
right.
the rich young ruler who came to Jesus and said, what can I do?
Mm-hmm.
To become one of your disciples.
Right.
And Jesus said, give up everything you've got, follow me. And he walked away. Instead of giving up everything he had to follow Jesus, he walked away sad because he had much possession.
Much riches. The boy was rich.
I found a book in Fair Park Church that his whole book was based on the rich young ruler and how we've become like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think some of us have a place where we draw the line. You know, if we would happen to, when the tribulation comes and we have to give up everything for Christ, then that's just not going to happen. We end up going over to the enemy and becoming part of their group, which there's pretty severe consequences for that.
I also think this too. I may be right, I may not. I may be wrong. God blesses the just and as well as the unjust. And the things that we do have, I feel that you have to be willing to do without. Yeah. Even though he's blessed you with these things of abundance, but still, you know, I can do without that. If God wanted to take it back, take it back. You know what I'm saying? And just give me the little, like the scripture says, don't give me too much.
Yeah.
Because I might, you know, I might not be the person you want me to be. And don't give me too little that I have to go find other means to get, you know, what I need. That's the way I interpreted that scripture. But I feel like this. I'm okay, you know. And I remind myself, none of this I can take with me.
That's right.
None of it. You know, when I die, it's going to stay here.
Yeah, you can't take all your possessions and put it in a U-Haul.
What's going to happen to it?
Yeah,
a lot of people
take it with you to the grave.
Right. A lot of people leave things to their children who really don't care about what you treasured.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They may sell everything, take the money and do something else with it, or do nothing with it and just let it go to pot.
Yeah.
Or back to the city. So, I guess, we, like you're saying, we got to be really mindful of how we treasure.
Yeah, I think America has become very materialistic.
Because, like you said, the true treasure is Christ Jesus himself.
That's right.
And listening to God and what he has to say.
If you're willing to lose your life for his sake.
Right.
Then by the time that you really realize that you have allowed him to empty you out of your desires, which is, some of us, it takes us a long time, you know. And I'm still learning that. But.
Wow. Have you ever had so much stuff that you're thinking, I am sick of all this stuff?
Yeah.
Where'd it come from?
I don't know how I did that. But.
And you're looking around like, is there a space in here anywhere, you know? I've given away tons and tons of stuff, and I still got tons and tons of stuff. Come on. I mean.
I don't even have yard sales. I just give it away to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Too much. Like you said, in Revelation, it says you're rich. We think we're so rich, but he says you don't know that you're what? Miserable? Wretched?
Thou sayest I am increased with goods and have need of nothing.
There you go.
But knowest thou not that thou art wretched and poor and blind and miserable and naked?
Mm.
Does that describe American Christianity or not?
Yes. Blind.
Yes.
And what do you think he's talking about? Blind to what?
The spiritual things.
Yes.
Deaf, too.
Oh, yeah.
Totally deaf.
Yes.
You know.
Yes.
I could say that because I could see people doing things when I'm around a groups of Christians. For instance, finding a spouse. How do I put this? You know that they're not, when they get involved with somebody, they don't even stop and hesitate and ask God anything. They just get involved with this person because, you know, they like each other. And then somewhere down the road, it starts disasterizing because they never ask God anything. And then if you ask God, they're not willing to wait for an answer, you know. So, and people say, you know, you hear some of the people that are invited to the church to talk. You know, like missionaries and stuff. Missionaries are not of the high quality they used to be.
What do you think happened?
They came under the same problem. They got dragged down by the world. They listened to other Christians, became more and more worldly, so they got dragged into it too, you know. I don't even know what you call these missionaries these days, but they, not all of them, but an awful lot. Did you ever notice that, like, when I was with the Nazarenes, they had a, man, they had a big missionary program.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I almost felt like leaving when the missionaries came there because they were so boring.
Really?
Yeah. And
no fire in them?
No, it didn't seem like, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They just da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Oh, yeah, you got to come with power and demonstration when you're talking about the Lord.
Missionaries?
Yeah.
You know, being blasé? How can you be so blasé about people, a tribe of people getting saved over here?
Right, right.
I could tell you a little story. There was these guys that, and then I saw this on the 700 Club. I've got it at home somewhere, where these guys decided they wanted to preach to somebody that had never heard the gospel before. And so they went to Christian college and everything, and they got the funds together, and they went to who knows where, somewhere in South America or something. And they found this tribe, and they found out that this tribe had almost no communication with the outside world. And they were flying around circles and dropping them food and everything. And finally, they landed on the other side of this river, and the tribe was on the other side of the river. And they landed, and they got out, and here comes this tribe with spears and arrows and stuff. Now, they had guns inside the plane.
Okay.
But they said they had vowed not to use them to defend themselves. They were just there to scare them off, you know. But they didn't even have time to do that, to shoot the guns in the air to scare them off. And those natives killed all the missionaries. Well, years later, this particular tribe and another tribe in that area were about like them, and they were fighting all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, this one kid decided he had enough of that, didn't want to die.
Right.
So he just started running through the jungle. And he ran and he ran, and he happened onto a Catholic church somewhere, and they took him in.
Mm-hmm.
And eventually, and they educated him.
Okay.
He got, you know, up to a high school education. Might have been a woman, too. I don't know. I don't remember if it was a man or a woman. But anyways, he eventually found his way to America and got himself a really good... He went to college, got a master's degree in journalism. And then one day he was sitting there watching TV and he saw pictures of something that went on with his tribe's people.
Right.
Back there. So she was married by that time and decided, you know, their spouse said, go ahead and go to him if you want to. That's what she wanted to do because she could speak both languages.
Right.
She went back there. Maybe it was a she. And they asked her what happened, you know, what was going on with her leaving and everything. She got around to talking about those missionaries.
Mm-hmm.
And she explained what guns were. And everything,
right.
The power of guns and everything. And those tribesmen, the head tribesmen got together and said they had never heard of anybody sacrificing themselves for somebody else.
Mm.
And they laid down their arms.
Okay.
And came to Christ.
Wow. That's beautiful.
Yes. So those missionaries accomplished what those missionaries that gave their lives there, they accomplished what they set out to accomplish. They just didn't know it.
Right.
You know?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Right.
I thought it was really funny when, so they started turning into a modern civilization there. There's a bunch of tribes around there started getting together, and they started building highways and having cars and everything, you know, grocery stores.
Right.
They're totally civilized, but now they're having trouble with drugs and alcohol and domestic violence and stuff.
Mm.
Isn't that amazing?
So grows the world, right?
Yeah. So, the gospel can penetrate even the hardest heart, you know. You could save a serial killer or a child molester or a predator or whatever the worst sins you can think of. You know,
mm-hmm.
God can save a serial killer. I don't think it happens very often, but it does happen. You know, and
they come to repentance.
Yes. So if God can save a serial killer, he could save you people out there. You know.
Save me?
Yeah. You know, just the average citizen in America, they could be saved. You know. But it's getting harder because people's hearts are getting harder.
Like when my belated husband and I thought, as terrible as he is and God saved him. And I thought, well, if he saved him, he can save me. You know, I was thinking he was way worse than I could ever even dream of being.
Really?
Because of where he was in sin, you know.
Mm.
But God let me know that my sin was just as bad as his sin. It might not have been the same thing, but I needed salvation.
Right.
As well as he did, just as much.
I think people don't understand that, you know, when you die and you stand before the Lord, there's not this big scale up there, and God puts your good deeds on one side and your bad deeds on the other. That's what people think. And if your good deeds outweigh your bad deeds, you go to heaven. Your bad deeds outweigh your good deeds, you go to hell.
Salvation gives you a place in heaven.
That's right. So God says, you know, if you go through your life and you're perfect except for one thing, you've never accepted Jesus as your Savior, your lawyer. If you'd so much as take a penny out of your mom's pocketbook and take it down to the store and buy a piece of candy.
Without repentance. Oh, yeah. You're a thief.
And you're on your way to hell without Jesus.
Oh, yes.
Because he has to say, I can't let any sin into heaven. That sin has to be forgiven before you can come in.
Oh, yes.
And he cleanses you.
Yes.
But what the atheists and skeptics say, oh, look at that. You keep telling us we're all doomed. No, you're not all doomed.
There's a way out.
Yes.
There's a way out.
God has left a door there for you.
And don't let pride keep you from accepting the Lord Jesus Christ. Like you said.
That's what their problem is.
Right. Listen. How will they listen?
Well, first of all, they need somebody to talk to them. You know, and I think a lot of that, you know, the crops are all ripe and everything. The fields are ready to be
reaped.
Right. And there's nobody there to do it because we're too busy playing Christian games and
isn't
stuff,
that terrible
know?
Though that is so awful. You think that's why we are in this pandemic?
Well, we're in the pandemic because I believe the pandemic is only a warning of worse things to come,
but especially to the church. And you know, that's usually unusual.
Yeah.
The churches had to close down and do the social distancing just like the world and wear your mask.
See,
if you want
think,
to.
They didn't think before this that anything like that could happen.
I know.
God has blessed us.
Right.
I was arguing with this guy. As you know, I don't believe in pre-tribulation rapture.
Mm-hmm.
And he was saying, well, maybe God is gonna rapture America because we're so blessed and not the rest of the world. So he's trying to say that America is privileged in God, and he's going to bless us and take us out before the tribulation starts.
Hmm.
And I say, if God is not going to take out the rest of the world, he's not going to take out America either. God is not. What he's trying to say is God's an American. I don't believe that. I'm sorry. God is not an American. I love America myself. I totally love America.
Mm-hmm.
I cry at the Star Spangled Banner. I hate to admit it, but I do.
Yes.
And some people think I'm crazy, but I can't help it. I just love this country so much. But God is not an American. And when the tribulation hits, it's going to hit the whole world.
Yes,
the same way.
Just like the pandemic.
Yeah.
It hit the whole world.
The whole world. America, what? Was America exempt?
No.
No, not hardly.
No, by no means. And we're still dealing with it.
That's right.
Just like the rest of the world.
And now America is facing a possible civil war, possible political collapse, economic collapse. And it was just saying, you know, I love this idea of the stimulus check, but it's going to put us in further debt. It's going to put us on, what are we, $83 trillion in debt right now?
They don't think about that. They talk about it, but they don't think about it.
And it's like, okay, President Trump came along and he said, China's eating our lunch. And he started fixing, he's a businessman. And
yes,
he's brilliant.
He is.
He's
yes,
brilliant
he is.
At it. And so he started blocking China from being able to eat our lunch anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe that's why we ended up with the virus, because China was getting revenge for us. See, they had been living they've been getting fed off of our economy for so long, they weren't going to put up with that. Having that cut off from them. So they had to do that, you know, do the virus thing. I'm sure that's what it was, you know, because it looks to me like they already immune themselves from it. So they could come after America with it, you know, biological warfare. That's just my opinion.
Right, right.
But according to Revelation, according to, especially to Daniel, you know, you've got these TV preachers who have weakened American Christianity, well, a weakened Christianity worldwide,
mm-hmm.
and said that according to, if you follow Scripture, according to the prosperity doctrine, the prosperity agenda, we're going to have a constant wealth and perpetual health and perpetual wealth and perpetual health.
And but that has changed. Yeah. God is showing us another page. He's turned a page.
All he has to do is lift his little finger and everything changes.
Because people in
know?
The church now, they're yeah. getting that COVID too, just like anyone else. Yeah. You know, it's not they're not exempt. We're not exempt.
That's right.
It's being in the house of the Lord, and we're people just like everyone else.
And so when I first got to all the churches I've been to, I started preaching against prosperity. They didn't kick me out, but they just acted like, you know, you're just stupid. And so, and I tried to get them to listen to Christianity in Crisis, and they won't listen to it. You know, they won't look at the evidence.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
When you got a bunch of preachers up there claiming that if you're a Christian, you're a god, we got a serious problem here. You know, and just look, you know, you want to go back a little bit to the Ten Commandments, there shall be no other gods before me. Isaiah 44, there was no God formed before me, neither shall there be any formed after me. I talked to a guy that said, well, I believe we're gods because of the prosperity teachers.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And I said that, you know, there was no God formed before me, neither shall there be any formed after me. And they talk about, well, we're a form of God.
Right.
Well, what is that supposed to mean? Either you're a god or you're not. I mean... You know, I'm going to ask you, since you're a god, what's my social security number? What's my mother's maiden name?
They don't mean that way. I don't think they mean that way. I mean, God forbid
god
they mean
knows
that
everything.
Way. Yes, he does. But they're not the god. They're not him.
They're a little
by
god.
No means. Yeah.
Okay,
made
so
in his image and
in
likeness.
What way are they gods?
Made in his image and likeness. Now, this is just something I heard.
Yeah, I've heard
know.
That.
Yeah. And endued with power when we receive the Holy Spirit.
But there's such a thing as we're supposed to have a balance in our Christian walk, and we're not, and we're certainly not, you know, what are you going to do with the fact that we're still going to die? You know?
But we're supposed to go to sleep, right? Not just really die.
Well, we're dead. I mean, you know.
We're not
nobody,
here anymore,
nobody
right?
desires to be dead.
So
you know?
We're not here anymore, are we?
No. And they don't have any power over that.
No, we do not. We come here to die just like Jesus did. Jesus
yeah.
came here to die.
That's right.
You know, to save the world.
That's right. And they'll be resurrected on the day of resurrection. Now, I think a lot of these people are purely ignorant of the fact that the prosperity message is a cult. You know, it's taken the word of God and twisted it.
I think some pastors regret the fact that they started that prosperity message, and I think Benny Hinn was one of them.
Yeah, he says that he's repented of
yes,
it.
Yes.
He seems to be pretty consistent with that.
He repented of the fact that he put his family last and God
yeah.
first. Remember, his wife divorced him and everything. He didn't even know his kids or anything like
well,
that.
He had an affair, didn't he?
I think he was right at it. He never admitted the affair.
Paula White was
Paula White, your president's pastor.
And here was Rod Parsley.
Sorry,
I know.
Sorry.
See, Trump just doesn't know anything
no,
about
he doesn't.
Any of this stuff. But Rod Parsley was following Paula White around on his knees one time. I just wanted to smack him.
Really?
Yeah, because she's supposed to be a big-time prophet. Well, if you're a big-time prophetess, what are you doing going around having affairs? You know. So Christianity
right.
has
trying
fallen.
To bring down the men of God, right?
Right. And so now Paula White, who is a prosperity person, explained to me how a god can fall away into sin. You can't. If we say we have no sin, we make God out to be a liar, and the truth is not in us.
Amen.
1 John 1:10.
Absolutely.
And I ask a person, if they say they're a god, I say, what about 1 John 1:10? If we say we have no sin, are you going to tell me you've never sinned?
Give the word for salvation. We're out of time.
Are we really?
Yes, we are. We have, go ahead.
I forgot my cell phone. I don't wear a wristwatch anymore because the bands keep breaking on me.
Yeah.
I would not even want to think about.
It's,
Are we completely out of time now?
You got time to do that.
I would not even want to think about trying to tell somebody that I was a god and then the next day getting a big argument with your neighbor or somebody. You know.
All I have to say is, get out the vote. Candidate night here at WWGH, 165 West Center Street, Thursday, October 22nd, 7 p.m., second floor. You've been listening to A Voice of a People with Linda Sims and Jeff Porter today. Thank you for coming, Jeff.
I've enjoyed it.
I have, too. It was really good. Listen to God. I found out that your cell phones will read scripture to you.
You mean...
Yeah, and you loud. Just find out loud. Yes, I've been listening to it, and I like it. I really do. So tune in Monday, 11 a.m. Voice of a People will be on that early. So till next time,
WWGH Radio, LP, Marion, Ohio. The Talking Place. For former coach of the Ohio State Buckeyes, Jim Tressel.
You know, it's interesting because everybody knows the story, obviously, of what happened there. But when that all was going down, because that's a rough period, that's a rough year. And, you know, as it comes out in Sports Illustrated that, you know, these emails were flying around on April 2nd and on December 9th, you publicly said you didn't know anything about it. And it all came down that way. Do you wish you had said, yes, I know about it on December 9th, or had reported it earlier?
Oh, gosh, I'm not sure that you have all the dots connected there. But if you ask, do I wish throughout the course of the entire situation that we would have made some different decisions, you know, without a doubt. But I'm not sure you have it exactly right.
What did I have incorrect? I want to be correct with this.
Oh, you know, that's for you to try to figure out and you know, for you to know or not know. But, you know, it came down the way it did.
To former Ohio State Marching Band Director John Waters.
From what I understand, the defamation lawsuit is a $1 million lawsuit. I think that's what's been reported. Who knows if that's